This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code Coverville at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Coming up on episode number 1093, it is time for another Guess the Connection episode. This is where all the songs are related. There's a big theme to all the songs, but I'm not going to tell you what that theme is. I want you to tell me what that theme is. And, ooh, there's a prize involved this time. All of this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, September 16th, 2015. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another cover story. It's not a cover story. Guess the Connection episode of Coverville. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that in case that is what the connection is, right? Welcome to a Guess the Connection episode of Coverville. It's where I play a bunch of songs. There are, how many today? There are 11 tracks that all have something in common. And if you tweet me at Coverville on Twitter, and if you're the first one to do so and let me know correctly what the connection is between all these songs, then you're going to win a prize. What are you going to win? Well, you're going to win some goodies that I've gotten in loot crates and nerd boxes and quarterlies and things like that recently. A bunch of stuff, including a Star Trek Leonard Nimoy air freshener and a Marvel Comics ice cube tray, so you can make ice cubes in the shape of Iron Man and The Thing and all these other great characters. In addition to some prints donated by Scott Johnson over at, over at TMS with me, right? That's where it all came out. Streamers, people who are listening live, obviously have an advantage, although if you go look over at coverville.com, you'll be able to find out if anyone's gotten this yet. I'm not sure. This one could be tricky. It maybe won't be tricky. It really depends on the, it depends on you guys, I guess, which is no surprise there. Let's go ahead and get things started here. First track is a band called Miracles of Modern Science. This was a single released back in 2011 covering the band Foster the People. Here is Pumped Up Kicks.
Around the room, he won't tell you his plan. He's got a rolled cigarette. Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down? Mess me around and then worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. But I love you still and I need you more than anyone, darling. Know that I have from the start. So build me up, buttercup, don't break my heart. I'll be over at 10, you tell me time and again, but you're late, I wait around and then I went to the door and I can't take no more. But it's not you, you let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, I'll make you happy. I'll be home waiting beside the phone, waiting for you. Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down and mess me around? And then worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. But I love you still, I need you more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up, buttercup, and don't break my heart. To you I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore if you just let me know. Although you're untrue, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, trying to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home waiting beside the phone, waiting for you. Oh, why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down and mess me around? And then worst of all, baby, when you say you will. But I love you still and I need you, more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up, buttercup, don't break my heart.
Up there, and I guess I always will. But I- shine. I hold my head up like a king, and I never ever will look back. But until that day, I'll work and slave, and I'll save every dime. Tonight she'll have to be content to steal away one more time. Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks, people put me down, cause that's the side of town I was born in. I said I love her, and she loves me, but I don't fit in her society. Love and mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks. I said Lord have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks. Oh Lord have mercy on a boy.
Down in the Boondocks by the Barracudas. That one from a, it was a single. On one side, you had the Sneetches and their cover of Everybody's Talking by Fred Neil, covered by Harry Nilsson. And then on that side, you had the Barracudas and Down in the Boondocks. Came out in 2006. Great cover of the song, originally done by Billy Joe Royal. Before that, Frank Turner and a cover of The Foundation's Build Me Up Buttercup. That one from a 2010 collection called 1969 Key to Change. And Miracles of Modern Science at the top of that set with a cover of Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. That one released as a single back in 2011. Well, we'll get back to the next set of music in just a moment, but this episode of Coverville is brought to you by the fine folks over at Squarespace.com. Now, sure, you may think of me as the amazing podcasting legend, Brian Ibbett, and you know, you wouldn't be wrong at all to think that. But in my other life and in my history, I've been a web designer, web developer, creating sites. I know if you know that I do the site for PeteRose.com, among others. And I know what's involved in making a site that looks decent, a site that looks professional. And I know how hard it used to be. And it doesn't have to be that hard anymore. It doesn't have to be as hard as knowing HTML code and putting the right float left and float right and CSS and all that business. No, it doesn't have to be that difficult. It can be a lot easier. And it is a lot easier with Squarespace.com. Now, your sites with little effort will look professional. Professional and clean. You don't need to do coding, right, to figure out how to do this. They've got tools that are easy to use. They're intuitive. They're simple, and they're what you want to be able to make great Squarespace sites. The technology behind them, of course, is powerful. While the tools are simple, the stuff behind the scenes, the engine that drives it, is really, really powerful and includes stability and security to make sure your site not only is crash-proof, but also, you know, is quick and efficient and runs like a dream. Millions of people are using Squarespace. You can too. And it's really, really cheap to get started. There are plans that start as low as $8 a month. And if you sign up for a year, they'll even throw in the domain, all of that at squarespace.com. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go try it. I want you to go see for yourself how easy Squarespace is to use. Go to squarespace.com, sign up for a free site, a free trial. You don't even need to include, give them your credit card. It's that easy. Like, just get started. Once you're ready to make your site official and stay with them permanently, use the offer code coverville.com and you'll get 10% off of your first purchase. That's all of that at squarespace.com. Build it beautiful. All right, back to the music here. Let's go down to Australia. Well, at least for the original, right? Love Cannon and a great bluegrass version that came out on their Greatest Hits Volume 3 album from 2014. Here's a little tip about Love Cannon. All their albums are called Greatest Hits, and I love that. This was originally done by Men at Work. Here is Love Cannon and Down Under.
Can't you hear the thunder? You better Try to save me. You may be wrong.
Jett from the 2001 album Unfinished Business. That is I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Originally done by Corian Cross, of course, Tony Bennett, probably the person that song is most closely associated with. Husalonia, right before that, from an all-cover version of Glass Houses from 2006. I had it available as a free download on Coverville for quite a while, and I don't know if that page actually exists anymore, but he gave it to me free to give away for a while anyway. A cover of the Billy Joel song, You May Be Right. Left of Center by Trespassers William, that one from the Isn't She Still Pretty in Pink soundtrack. It was a track-by-track cover of all the songs on Pretty in Pink, including a cover of the cover of Nick Kershaw's Wouldn't It Be Good. Love Cannon, right before that, with a cover of Men at Work's Down Under, that one from their Greatest Hits Volume 3 from 2014. We'll get to the last set of music and maybe the songs that'll give this thing away. We'll see. But before we do that, let me tell you about how Amazon has got you covered. Yeah, if you visit coverville.com and use the and use any of the links, any of the Amazon links, either links in the show notes or link the big Amazon banner on the right side of the page, it'll take you to Amazon, and anything you buy from that point helps out Coverville, right? Anything you add to your cart and purchase will have money that goes into the Coverville coffers for show costs, and really what it's going to go to the most is buying music for the show. I buy a lot of stuff, a lot of music, a lot of singles and stuff that I don't get from the labels. I buy on Amazon. Cool thing about that is that it helps supports the musicians, help supports the artists. So really, when you're buying stuff on Amazon and using the Coverville code, you're supporting the artists that whose music I feature on the show. Think about it like that, and it'll be it'll be an easier decision to make. What did somebody buy last week? Let me tell you what somebody bought last week. Somebody bought a saddle. Yes, the Physic Antares Versus saddle in black. A big bike. No, it's not a horse saddle. It's a bike seat. And remember that song, Life Would Be Oh So Sweet? There's a few people out there who probably know the song I'm talking about. Yeah, it's a really, really nice Microtex nylon carbon reinforced bicycle seat. This thing looks really comfortable too. Maybe somebody is a marathon cyclist, I guess would be the right way to say that. Anyway, they bought their bike seat on Amazon after clicking through with Coverville, and that helps out the show. Big thanks to whoever bought that. It's all anonymous. Don't worry. No judging. Buy the weirdest crap you want to buy, and I won't know about it. Just use the Amazon link on coverville.com. It's just one of the ways that shows that Amazon has got you covered. All right, let's get to the last set of music here. We're going to start things off with a cover of the Climax Blues Band. There's really, you know, when you think of the Climax Blues Band, you only think of one song, and that just happens to be the song that the Fun-Lovin' Criminals decided to cover. You'll find this on their album Mimosa from 1999. Here is Couldn't Get It Right.
Time was drifting, this rock has got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling, I really got a hold. I started searching for a better way. And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night. But I couldn't see the light. Now I couldn't see the light. Get it right.
pride. Just another know-it-all fatality. And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night, but I couldn't see the light. Now I couldn't see the light. I kept on looking for a way to take me through the night, but I couldn't get it right.
Times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be.
Let it be. Whisper what I She's in the class 18, stuck in the daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream, worst things in life come free to us, cause we're just under the upper hand.
All the kids have always Steam, please come out with us tonight. But I would rather be alone than pretend I feel alright.
For Fears, with a song they released on SoundCloud a couple of years ago where they covered Arcade Fire's Ready to Start. Before that, the Ukuleles and their cover of Ed Sheeran's The A-Team, that one from their self-titled album from 2012. Chrissy Hynde from a collection paying tribute to the music of Paul McCartney called The Art of McCartney, came out last year. Cover of Let It Be, and Fun Lovin' Criminals covering Climax Blues Band's Couldn't Get It Right. You'll find that on their B-Sides and Rarities collection entitled Mimosa. Well, we have a winner, and what I'm going to do is, in case you don't want to be spoiled, if you want to, you know, keep guessing the connection, I'll let you pause or end the show right here or whatever, but so do that. And if you do want to hear what the connection was, by the way, congratulations to Ashley on Twitter. She was the first person to correctly guess that it was the Konami code or the Contra code. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start. Which, if you did that in Nintendo games, or at least in Contra, you'd get a big bonus. Plus, that was revealed later on, or not revealed, it was reused later on for a lot of other games, and homage paid to it in other video game pop culture. Like Wreck-It Ralph, for example, has a reference to the Konami code. Anyway, big congratulations to Ashley, live streamer, watcher, who got it right. Don't worry, you can watch the live stream. It's really easy. Just go to coverville.com, and now I even have a window in the top right that tells you if the show is being recorded live, and you can click on that and go right to the live show. We record every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. I'm sorry, Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. Boy, it's been a long week. So make sure to join us for the live stream. You don't need anything to do it either. And you can always listen on your smartphone by going to AlphaGeek, alphageek.com. All right, we'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Big thanks also to Squarespace, and finally, Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultrafeed. You can find out more about the Frog Pants Ultrafeed and listen to the whole damn thing by going to frogpants.com, where you're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll always give you extra lives. We'll be right back.
show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.